This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We've got ourselves another Rachel Dolezal, folks. Talk about faking one's ancestry to the extreme. Have you heard of this lady called Raquel Evita Saraswati? This article comes from the New York Post. The senior inclusion officer, remember that term, diversity, inclusion, and equity, DIE. The senior inclusion officer of a Philadelphia-based social justice group has been lying about her ethnic identity for years, claiming she is a woman of color despite being, quote, as white as the driven snow, her mother alleges. Her mother outed her. Wow. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I said this. I said every diversity, inclusion, and equity person should be required to provide their DNA, like a DNA result. In fact, I say all leftists should be required to put their DNA for any job that they put in for, because these people are conniving liars is what they are. They are using ethnicity as, they get it, they use it as a tool. Rachel Dolezal, Raquel, I don't know why they all want this R name, Raquel and Rachel or whatever, but then, well, there is, after all, what's her name? Pocahontas? Senator Warren? Elizabeth? I guess she broke the mold. Anyway, her mom says Raquel Evita Saraswati. Now, she really went crazy with her name. She's 39 years old. She was born Rachel Elizabeth Seidel. Is that interesting? Two Rachels. By the way, Raquel, a.k.a. Rachel, is a very attractive woman. She looks better, again, as an ethnic woman than she does as a white woman. And I would say this. By the way, a lot of white women feel this way. That's why they tan. If you want to be more attractive because you say, I want to be more tan, I want to do my hair, make it look more curly, whatever, and you want to adopt the accoutrements, if you will, of black women or ethnic women, go for it. Nobody's going to be mad at you. It happens. Black folks have been doing it. We've been waving our hair and doing so-called white stuff, putting blue contacts in. It's okay. We forgive you. Anyway, she's the Chief Equity, Inclusion, and Culture Officer of the American Friends Service Committee, which fights, quote, violence, inequality, and oppression. It's funny. Any social group that says that it fights violence, inequality, and oppression, you know, is a hate group. That group is like BLM, and you know, stay away. It's like MLK Boulevard in any city. Just stay away. Don't go. Don't go there. Let's get back to Raquel, a.k.a. Rachel Elizabeth Seidel. The article goes on. The Muslim activist who has access to the files of the progressive Quaker groups, workers and volunteers, has claimed for years to be of, you ready for this, folks? Latin, South Asian, and Arab descent. And when I tell you, when you look at this girl objectively, you see that she is an artist's rendition of the white girl she used to be. It's kind of like whoever plays the Little Mermaid or Ariel, or what's the girl that was in Aladdin? You know, they just make them up to look that way. You can look, Oprah and we've learned you can make a woman look like you anything you want looking at that magazine. They go on to say this, but her mother, Carol Perrone, said Saraswati is actually of British, German, and Italian descent. I call her Rachel. I don't know why she's doing what she's doing, Perone said. I'm as white as the driven snow, and so is she. She added, I'm German and British. Her father was Calabrese Italian. She's chosen to live a lie, and I find that very, very sad. I find it very, very leftist. That's what leftists do. You know what? This girl is more honest about what she's doing than these leftists because she's living her lie. I mean, openly. She openly lives her lie. They live their lie behind the closed doors. Oh, you know, this is what I want. I want open borders. Don't come to my house. Don't you dare break into my house. I want this. I want more people, you know, coming in illegally, etc. Just don't come to my neighborhood. Just don't mess with my coffee shop. Just don't go to my school. Just don't go to my hospital. This girl at least says, look, I'm a liar. Now, she hasn't admitted it. But that's not part of the whole leftist culture. She's never going to admit it. Even with her mom outing her, she's not going to admit it. Rachel Dolezal gets outed. And did you see the gymnastics she did, the mental gymnastics? Well, I believe myself. I always felt more black. And, you know, well, I date black guys. And, you know, Perone said her daughter dated to Islam in high school and for some reason felt compelled to present a different ethnic identity. For some reason? Hey, let me explain. She felt the need to create a different ethnic identity because that's what they teach them. If you're white in school, why would you want to be white? Hey, look, this girl is not going to be the only one. There are lots of white people right now going, you know what? Shoot, I'm going to go play this game. Mm-hmm. Give me some of that money. Give me some of them reparations. Why would you? And in a time when they will let a woman be a man be a woman, a midget be 7 feet tall, why don't you do it? Why not? The mother shared with the video outlet photos that show Saraswati was a far lighter complexion when she was a child, as well as her Ancestry.com profile. Another family member who has not to be identified confirmed that Saraswati is white. I'm going to call her Sarah Whitey. Her name is Saraswati, is the way it looks like. Sarawati. I'm just going to call her Sarah the Whitey, okay? Man, these leftists, y'all crack me up. These leftists, look, white folks, listen to the Kevin Jackson Network. This is your opportunity to go call your white counterparts out and not be embarrassed about who you are. At least you're living authentically. You own your whiteness. These people want to fake it. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now,
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I get why people don't want to take this ancestry or 23andMe test, because you don't know what this government's going to do. Your stuff is floating out there with this deep fake stuff and all the stuff that these people can do, and you say, man, what if they decide to modify my DNA and they, oh, Kevin Jackson, he's committed blah, blah, blah crimes. He's the, you know, the bank robbing bandit. We have his DNA everywhere. You're like, I might be what? The only thing that can prove your innocence is your Google phone, and then Google erases all the stuff. Oh, Kevin, you're not going to use us to get out of this. That's the world we live in. Fakes. But you know what's interesting? We've got this technology that allows people to be fakes. But Democrats are like, why do I need that when I can just be fake? We talked about this Rachel Dolezal type woman who, I mean, she pulled, what's her name, Sarah Swati or whatever? She pulled the best one in a long time. She's 39 years old. She's been living this lie since high school. 20 years this woman has been faking her ethnicity. And I mean, just putting the makeup on to make it even look like, you know, I mean, she's a complete fraud. I say, this is why I've said to many people,
leftists should be required to prove their ancestry. They should be required to take one of those two tests. It should be put in front of everybody, and it says you are German, Swedish, Irish. So we don't end up with these Dolezals and Saraswatis and whatever else is. We don't end up with these race pimps that are playing it on either side. I mean, Benjamin Jealous is going to be in an event, but I call him out because Benjamin Jealous, who led the NAACP for a few years, the youngest guy to lead that organization, is three quarters white. He's much more white than he is black. Blacks should have to prove just how much black ancestry they have, because far too many of these social justice warriors are more white than they are black. And as I said, many of these white social justice warriors are blatant liars. They are wiggers. They're pretenders. There's a headline, January 24th, the New York Post attributed, Native American novelist praised by GMA, that's Good Morning America, the New York Times accused of being a pretendian. I'll tell you more about a pretendian, but I think you get it. It tells the story of Erica Worth, an English professor at Western Illinois University, whose claims to Native American ancestry have been meticulously debunked by activists and researchers, even as the scholar maintains her claims. Worth has lectured widely and has mined Native American traditions and folk tales in her seven books, including most recently White Horse, a Book of the Month Club pick in November, and featured on the list of Good Housekeeping's best books by Native writers. This is what the Post wrote. Now let me interrupt here real quick and tell you. There are countless numbers of these stories. There was a guy who wrote a series that he wrote for some offbeat rag, and he made up stories. They did a movie about him. He made them up. He'd go get a little bit of information, and he'd find out, and he'd go, you know, this would be a better story if I do this, and he made them up. Remember Oprah? She featured some person on a book club. Guess what? The author made up the stories. It was the first one of the kind of the scandals of Oprah's book club, where she had to detract and go, oh, you know, we're really sorry. We really thought this person was who they were. Let me break it to you gently, folks. Many of these leftists are liars. They've made up their stories. They've embellished their stories because that's better than their miserable lives. Or they take a story that fits a narrative and they say, if I make it fit this narrative, I won't have to go through the scrutiny, the journalistic scrutiny that should go through certain stories. And that's why you get all these BS stories about Trump. And soon it'll be DeSantis and many others. You get this nonsense about who we are as conservatives that is so far off base, it makes you just shake your head and go, are you kidding me? If you want to do a story that's the truth, that doesn't fit a narrative of the left, I guarantee you they will put it through the level of rigor that you'll just go, you know what, just forget it. Just forget it. But let them do something. Read these stories. You don't have to believe me. Unnamed sources, unconfirmed reports. Or find out who the source is. It's somebody else in the newsroom. I heard it when I was in the water cooler talking to me a drink of water or going to the refrigerator in the break room. So they have it on good authority that whatever the leftist narrative is good to go, and they put it out there. And that's why you get these stupid stories about, oh, Joe Biden, he's cognitively great. He doesn't need to take any cognitive tests. He's very well out. And boy, is he's a fit. When they say Joe Biden works out 5 days a week, doing what? Blinking his eyebrow? Blinking his eyes? You know, what could this old fool possibly be doing? 5 days a week workout. Please, come on, man. Sell me something believable. Dude looks like he's got a stick up his butt. And probably put there by Dr. Jill. Anyway, back to this liar. Look, these leftists are making money on ancestry schemes, and it should surprise nobody. This is what they do. Let me give you an example. Look at the names of these people in Hollywood. Most of them, it is not even their name. Jamie Foxx's name isn't Jamie Foxx. Whoopi Goldberg's name isn't Whoopi Goldberg. I mean, how many of these people, they live lives. They not only do they change their names, they then go live lives of characters that they create. And they propagate those lies into their reality. Oh, I played a movie once where this happened. And, you know, who wrote that movie? Some leftist wrote a movie that said, the big tobacco is doing this or that. Well, who do you think let him do it? This cycle of leftism is insanity. And they get away with it. All the time. Nothing should surprise anybody about leftists. I chuckle at the idea of these white women stealing the identity of Native Americans or black folks or whatever. I chuckle at the idea, given that black conservatives are accused all the time of trying to be white. I have never met a black conservative who wants to be white. Not once. I don't even think it exists. That would be a mental disorder. In fact, the black conservatives I know are the proudest black folks I know. I used to tell people this all the time. I'm one of the blackest dudes in America. I actually know enough about black history to be dangerous. I know that you're not going to convince me that blacks have not laid a great foundation and fabric of what this nation has become. We are the backbone of this nation, and I'm very proud of my heritage, but not so proud of it to make it supersede of being an American. No freaking way. We come back, we'll talk more about these frauds. There's a lot, lots of them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The San Bernardino Mountains of Southern California are under a blizzard warning. Forecasters are predicting several feet of snow in those mountains. More than 120,000 customers in the Southland are without power. That number is more like 700,000 in the Midwest as another system continues to march east. A heartfelt thank you on the first anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine from President Volodymyr Zelensky.
And I thank you, President Biden,
and all the people of the United States for the historically important consolidation of the world in defense of freedom.
There's word that a U.S. Army vet from Wisconsin, Andrew Peters, was killed last week in Ukraine. Peters joined the International Brigade last year. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the U.S. economy is fundamentally in good shape, but more work needs to be done to bring down inflation. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And now an important message for your health from Kevin Jackson Radio. Do you or someone you know suffer from TWS or Terminal Whiteness Syndrome?
I wish someone would ask me to dance.
Talk to your doctor about Dalazol, the daily medication for the rhythmically challenged. Dalazol can help you connect to the people you care about.
Hey, Josh, I know I'm going to be speaking to, the NAACP and the Urban League and maybe doing a couple of HBCUs today. You need to make sure I'm going to have enough Dalazol.
Or the ones you want to think you care about.
Because I absolutely, positively must be black today, if you know what I mean.
Used as directed, Dalazol can erase the barriers between you and your career due to your lack of melanin.
Yo, this is Eminem. Listen, y'all. If it wasn't for Dalazol, I would not be the number one rapper in the black community right now. I want to thank Dalazol.
Dalazol, your ticket to ride the soul train.
We're speaking to black folks. It don't make sense at all if you don't have your dollars on.
Its side effects, sometimes severe, can include Tourette's-like outbursts such as, oh no, you didn't, and and unnatural multiple word contractions such as nah mean and fitna, swollen buttocks, spontaneous twerking, tanning addiction, and uncontrollable movie theater outbursts. While using Dalazol, roll up the windows and call your doctor immediately if you accidentally say the N-word. This can be fatal. Dalazol, from the makers of Elizabeth Warren's Instant Indian Cream, a Blackspear production.
You sued Howard University.
Mm-hmm.
What did you sue them for?
The chair of the department removed my scholarship when I was 7 months pregnant.
And you sued for reverse discrimination?
No.
What did you sue for?
There were some comments about, you know, your white parents can probably pay for your tuition.
You filed a suit,
right,
that said they were mistreating you because you were white. Doesn't that seem really odd, given your definition of race being a social construct and you defining yourself as black, but when it's convenient, you sue somebody for mistreating you because you're white? Doesn't that seem like unbelievably hypocritical?
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. We're talking about the race frauds and who they are. And it's not surprising who they are. You're not going to find a whole lot of race frauds who vote Republican, who carry the moniker of a conservative, who are people who are looking for truth. Because if you're looking for truth, the first thing you're going to realize is who you are. And you're going to accept who you are. Unlike Rachel Dolezal and also this lady Saraswati. Yep. This is why I come back to you guys and say, white folks, maybe you should get some racial reparations. Y'all are like, what? What are you talking about, Kevin? Yeah, see, black people, we've been passing for a long time. I told you, people know this, and in the black community, we talk about it openly because it's true. There were, you know, like when the slave masters who, you know, raped black women, and you have what was called a mulatto child. These were some very attractive people, men and women. And so sometimes they would be able to pass. They would get the whiter features of their so-called masters. And when that would happen, the family would almost look at it as a celebration because they knew that that black person could live in the white man's world. They could send that child up north, and that child could become a banker, a lawyer, a doctor, an entertainer, or whatever. And they already had a leg up because these people were beautiful. They were the Lena Horns of the world. The Johnny Mathis. I'm just giving. And some of the people listening are too young to know who these people are, but look them up. You'll see what I'm talking about. These are good-looking folks. Half white, half black. And they were, we called it passing. And my grandmother used to talk about it all the time. Oh, he could pass. Yeah, he could pass. Yeah, had that wavy hair, had them green eyes, light skin. He could look Italian or Greek. And as long as he talked like this and he didn't talk in the vernacular of the blacks, well, of course, he could get in that. You know, he could go. He could do whatever he wanted to be. He could become a politician. Dwight Eisenhower, 25% black. People don't know this. So I jokingly said, it wasn't really a joke, but I said, you know, black conservatives, we get called, oh, y'all just want to be white. You just want to be white. We are the blackest Americans on the planet. We know our history, know our race, and here's what we know. We know we're not going to be stupid enough to vote for people that used to hang us and lynch us and beat us and rape us. We don't whine like babies every time some dumb knucklehead black dude gets in trouble. We don't believe that all blacks need to rally behind a drug-addicted counterfeiter like George Floyd, who got himself killed by resisting arrest. We don't find the need to burn down a city because some street thug, a punk, goes into a store and strong arm robs for some cigarillos or some rolling papers or whatever. We don't find ourselves like, ooh, look at what just happened to this black teenager that did something bad. Yeah, if that makes me want to be white, then fine. I'm happy. I'm gonna call me white. Now, call me whitey. Call me super whitey. I don't care. As for the identity thieves of these minorities, if black people had it so bad, then why did Dolezal feast as a black woman? This woman's life improved dramatically when she was acting black. That chick, Saraswati, her life is amazing when she's faking being Asian and Indian or whatever it is that she's faking and Muslim, converting. As a white woman, her life is tough. Tucker Carlson talks about the life of white people. Now, he's explaining in the way of white men, who, by the way, get the brunt of everything these days. And I have a set in my comedy routine where I talk about, I certainly wish I was white, because I would show you white folks how to be white. But here's Tucker talking about the scourge that is now considered white men.
Joe Biden institutes a government-wide system of racial discrimination that dwarfs Jim Crow, and nobody seems to notice. That happened yesterday, by the way. Did you know that? Probably not, because there was no press conference or signing ceremony, no media coverage. But 24 hours ago it happened. Biden restructured the entire executive branch of the U.S. government to discriminate on the basis of immutable characteristics. He made that announcement on the White House website, and it proclaims that within 30 days, every federal agency, all of them, from the Department of Justice to NASA to the Social Security Administration, all of them, all must, quote, ensure that they have an agency equity team within their respective agencies to coordinate the implementation of equity initiatives. And these Maoist equity teams will report to something called the Gender Policy Council and the White House, quote, environmental justice officer. Does the environmental justice officer carry a sidearm? We don't know, actually. We do know that running all of this, which is the largest racial tracking bureaucracy since the fall of Nazi Germany, will be former President Barack Obama. And he'll be doing that, as always, through his longtime lackey and cutout, Susan Rice. Rice's goal, the goal of the entire initiative, is to place the federal government, all of it, in opposition to a very specific slice of the American population, not a foreign population, our own population. Here's how it works. every single person in the United States will qualify for one of Joe Biden's many protected categories, except straight white men. So we're all in this together, except those guys who are on the outs. It's all of us versus them. Straight white men, they will not be protected because they are, by virtue of being straight and white and male, the cause of the problem. They're the enemy. So this is a big change. It's got enormous consequences. Among other things, it makes you wonder, why would straight white men continue to pay their taxes? And by the way, what percentage of taxes in the United States are paid by straight white men? That's one statistic you never hear. Why is that? But if you're one of them, you may wonder, wait, I'm working half the year for the government, which takes my money and then uses it to demonize me and disenfranchise me from a government I thought I was an equal owner of. I thought we were all in this together. We're all citizens. But I still have to pay half my income to people who hate me? Why would I do that? It seems masochistic. Well, you do that because you have no choice. The IRS has more guns than you do. It's that simple. Meanwhile, don't expect a government contract or an SBA loan or even decent service from the clerk of the DMV. You're a domestic enemy now. You're an English-speaking version of Vladimir Putin.
Anybody want to take a guess where all this ends up? They want white, straight white men to be ashamed of themselves. How dare you be straight? Now, if you were gay, you qualify. But how dare you be straight? How dare you want to go out and succeed as a white man? Because the world has already been your oyster. It will no longer be your oyster. We will make sure of that. Gender Policy Council, Environmental Justice Officer, an agency equity team, everything that they've gotten rid of. Yeah, corporate America's going, look, this isn't working. The government, who has an unlimited checkbook, can implement as many of these people as they want. Where do you think this is headed? Just ask yourself, what could possibly come from this that's any good? Of course, the answer is nothing. There's a website. We're going to get into it in the final segment of this hour. AncestorStealing.com. And it talks about the people that steal identities of folks. And they have some commonalities that I think you'll find interesting when we get back. Keep it up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We're back at 7:40. 1 year ago, Rachel Dolezal became a household name. As the head of the Spokane chapter of the NAACP, she found herself at the center of a media firestorm when it was discovered that she was white by birth, despite decades of identifying herself as a black woman. We'll talk to Rachel in just a moment, but first, her story.
That's a very...
It was this local news interview that started it all.
Are you African American?
I don't understand... The question.
Are your parents, are they white?
setting off a firestorm. Many asking questions about the life story Dolezal had publicly presented for years. Born to white parents, Dolezal was accused of faking her black appearance, a claim she strongly denies, instead saying she self-identifies as a black person and lives her life that way.
Well, I definitely am not white. I nothing about being white describes who I am. I'm more black than I'm white. That's the accurate answer from my truth.
Do you feel you've been deceptive at all?
I really feel like there have been moments of some level of creative nonfiction where I have kind of had to explain or justify some of the timeline and logistics of my life in a way that made sense to others.
Welcome back, folks. That translation is, I know I was lying, and when I got caught or when people were questioning it, I needed to have a cover story. Because that's what leftists do. They're just blatant liars. She lied to people's faces. And the only person she was lying to is herself, because she's a white chick. If you're a white chick that wants to act like a sister, that's cool. I know them. I've seen them. But I know they're white. They're not trying to front. But Dolezal was fronting. But they even coined different stuff for them. Back when this girl was on MSNBC, one of the dumbest people in TV, Melissa Harris Perry, she coined the phrase trans black. Check this out.
Is it possible that maybe not Rachel, because I don't know what her whole story is.
Right.
We'll see more of that. But is it possible that she might actually be black? And the best way that I know how to describe this, and I want to be very careful here, because I don't want to say that it is equivalent to the transgender experience, but there is a useful language in trans and cis, which is just to say some of us are born cisgendered, some of us are born transgendered, but I wonder, can it be that one would be cis black and trans black? That there is actually a different category of blackness that is about the achievement of blackness despite one's parentage. Is that possible?
No. Is that possible? No, it is not possible. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. We're talking about this obsession with leftists to steal the identity of others. And AncestorStealing.com is a website that searches out these people that steal the identities, and they choose to be either fake Indians or fake blacks or fake something non-white. Fake something that makes them go, oh, have you seen somebody fake an injury? Why? Because they want to be a fake cripple or a fake disabled person, right? Well, Ancestor Stealing figured it out. They said it's all about the money. Worth has profited greatly from claiming this native background. We're talking about an author who's gotten all kinds of accolades because of her Native American heritage. And she's written 7 books about her heritage, and it's all made up. It's all stolen identity. And you know what it's done for her? It's gotten her awards, achievements, and accolades. It's gotten so big, she can't stop it, nor does she want to. And you can bet she's been running her whole life hoping nobody would dig a little deeper. One of the most famous identity thieves, rather, is, you know where I'm going, Senator Elizabeth Warren. For decades, Warren falsely claimed that she was a Native American, and she used her status to get promoted at Harvard in the 90s. Then she parlayed her fake heritage into a job as a senator in the United States. Senate. Is it any wonder that a litany of people, mostly scholars, by the way, in the last several years have repeated what Elizabeth Warren has successfully done? Because that's what she did. She used academia to propel her, and she just lied. She blatantly lied. What else does she blatantly lie about? This is why I tell people all the time. You look at somebody's resume, and you're like, she went to Harvard and Columbia and all that. They lie and fake their way through. They slept with professors, they slept with administrators, people to give them grades, they slept with rich people's daddies, they didn't care who they, I'm talking about all genders, they don't care. Interestingly, while there are very few men who do this, it's mostly white women who tend to be the culprits, white leftist women. And here's what is probably the most interesting about it is most of them are found in, as I already said, academia. UC Berkeley professor Elizabeth Hoover admitted in October of 2022 that she has no proof of Native American ancestry after building her academic reputation on the claim. And you know why she admitted it in 2022? Because she found out. As long as you're not trying to lead the NAACP or something else, you're pretty cool. Look at what happened to Liz. Look at what happened to Liz. Emily Carr University professor Gina Adams, hired for her indigenous background and featured in a Brooklyn Museum indigenous artist exhibition, who was revealed as white by internet sleuths. Folks, in a day and time when people can dig and dig and dig and find out everything they want to know about you, these people are going, I'm a Native American. I'm a BIPOC. Black indigenous people of color. That's what they call these BIPOCs. And there are places where the only thing they want to hire is a black indigenous person of color. So what are these academic white women doing? They're stealing the jobs of a real BIPOC by pretending to be one and then trying to be all sanctimonious about it.
Well, I felt like that. I drove by a black neighborhood once. I almost dated a black dude.
I mean, what are the reasons that you can claim blackness or Native Americanness? Anything you want. University of California Riverside professor Andrea Smith, who lied about being Cherokee, and continued to work at the school after the falsehood was discovered. As I said, there is no penalty. So, when you get caught, you just fess up. Former Vanderbilt neuroscientist Beth Ann McLaughlin, who created a fake Twitter account run by a non-existent indigenous professor of science at Arizona State University. The false Twitter account occasionally opposed critics of McLaughlin, founder of the Me Too STEM movement, before being uncovered. Now, they call these people a certain name, and I used one at the beginning of one of the broadcasts. Pretendians. Pocahontas. These are the people that are pretending to be Indians. So the question was, well, why do they lie about their ancestry? Because ancestry is ambiguous. It's difficult to prove without DNA. And according to ancestor stealing, this phenomenon is only at its infancy. Because think about it, folks. If the Clintons, the Obamas, and the Bidens have taught us anything, it's that leftists blatantly lie and can get away with it. And that is how safe they feel about it. They can blatantly lie. And the lies actually get them ahead in life, even when they get caught. So don't expect this to go away. Now, what are white guys going to do? Look, if you're a straight white guy, say you're gay. If you're a straight white guy, say you're a gay Indian dude, or say you're a gay black guy. Change your appearance a little bit. Act as if. Because that's all it takes. Or we do the right thing. And we finally go back to just saying, look, we don't care what your race, your color, your creed, or whatever is. Either you're the best at it or you're not. And let the chips fall where they may. See, I have an idea. I don't think white guys are necessarily the best at what... I think that if you put everything in competition, if you work hard, you'll hold your own against them. Certainly, the NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, outside of maybe hockey, black dudes have pretty much proven that they can compete. I mean, we're not exactly rolling over golf, but we still got Tiger. Even Hurt Tiger is better than most of the white boys. EPR said that the number of people who identify as Native American on the U.S. Census has soared in recent years, risen by 86%. You know why? People lying. A 2021 survey conducted by Intelligent found that 34% of white Americans who applied to higher institutions admitted they lied about being a racial minority. That's where this is headed. Leftists have created an ecosystem where lying about ancestry is better than telling the truth about who you are.
Putting putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.